This is Terry, and you're listening to episode 252.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. We've got a little over, let me count here, I think we got just over 80, maybe 90 people on a live webinar slash podcast today. We're recording these podcasts. I'm trying something new. I've been doing podcasts now, I guess, going back since 2011, 2010. It started in 2010, and it was a radio show initially. And the way I would do the radio show is I would record it, make it an MP3 file, and put it on my site so that a couple stations that I was sort of syndicating through in Texas, Western North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee, I had some AM stations that I was buying spots in. They would download it, and it just occurred to me, I guess, who knows why these things don't occur to you at first, but I was like, hey, these are already in digital format. They're already on a website. Why don't I just make them into a podcast? And so I did that, and then that's when things just exploded. So that was my duh moment. I was sort of stupid. Sometimes I wonder, like, why did it take me so long to figure out certain things? But, the good Lord has a way of just laughing at me, I guess. The good book says he sits in the heavens and he laughs, and I know I keep him entertained. But today I've got folks on the podcast that are wanting to talk about and hear about how to start a successful home-based business, or how to improve their career, or how to earn more, or what is some tidbits that they can glean to make a dent in the universe. You were designed to shine. You're not just here to survive, but actually here to thrive. But it all starts with the mindset that you have that will allow you to experience more, express more, and receive more. It all starts in the mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. And I've been in this game long enough to tell you that is not just some nice philosophy. That's not just Christianese language. That is a practical reality that's lived out day by day in your business, your money, and your life. If you don't expect more, you won't experience more. The way you think about yourself is the way you're going to allow other people and give them permission to treat you and think about you. Not that everyone's going to be your fans, not that everyone's going to be your friends, but I tell you, the way you carry yourself, the way you think about yourself, the way you think about life has a great impact on what you're bringing into your life. Life happens to everyone, but the way we experience it is definitely contingent upon us. We're responsible for how we respond. Listen, folks, you're not going to dictate what's going to happen in Washington. You can't dictate what's going to happen in the world. The world is going to do what it's going to do, but what do we do with that? And how do we make money with that? And how do we experience more and enjoy more in life? That is what we're talking about today, the mindset that allows for more. You can chase after hype, or you can chase after help. There's so many business opportunities out there right now that's just based on hype. Just this idea that I can get rich quick rather than gain wealth efficiently. So many people are looking for a genie in a bottle rather than understanding the genius within their own selves, their own body. And so many people have just sold out and said, I'd rather work for an SOB, that's some other boss, rather than be the boss. And chasing after guarantees versus chasing after freedom. We all have fear of failure. I mean, there's not a person alive, there's not a person on this podcast right now listening to me live that does not fear some sense of failure. Nobody wants to try something and fail. No one wants to take a risk and lose. I mean, you would be crazy. I mean, you would have to be institutionalized if you're just free willy-nilly out there just laying your hand on a hot plate and don't care what it does to you, then there's a problem. So, the good Lord created us to have this defense mechanism that says, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to lose. I don't want to take a risk and not see it succeed. But when you let that take over and control you, then you don't have a mindset that's going to allow you to experience more. You don't have the proper vision that says, okay, what's reasonable? I told someone the other day, I'm not looking for guarantees, but what I'm looking for is probabilities. That's how I've managed my business. You know, don't guarantee me anything, because if you're guaranteeing me anything, that means that I have to give up something, and normally it's freedom. See, if someone tells me, Terry, I guarantee you, I'll give you $1,000 if you do this, this, and this, and you do this, this, and this, and you be here at this time, and you say this at this, then all of a sudden I've become an employee. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's the deal. If that job, if that task, if they're willing to pay me $1,000, they have to be making $1,500 to $2,000 to sustain the building, which means I'm selling myself out. I'm giving up on what that value is of that particular task so that someone else can make money off of me. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing inherently evil about that. That's the way it is. But I have decided long ago I would rather be the boss rather than working for a boss. If you want to get paid what you're worth, you're going to have to be your business. You're going to have to be the brand. You're going to have to be the man, but it takes time to get there. You know, Apostle Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. And at times he was called to be an apostle. He was called to do this. He was called to do that. Yet he found himself at times making tents for other people. You know, we all have tried things and had to back up and just say, okay, we need to take this guaranteed gig right now until we find another way, another strategy. Lord knows, out of 25 years of being an entrepreneur, I'm going to tell you, there's been times where I said, okay, I'm going to have to go work for someone to get through this hardship right here and learn what I need to learn. But I don't say, see, there's a difference between being content and being complacent. Okay. Complacency says, I've given up on life. I've given up on myself. I've given up on all my dreams, my ambitions, my goals, what I think I'm called to. I've given up on it. And I'm just going to settle over here. That's being, you know, we're called to be content. Not called to be complacent. Content means I've done everything I can. This is not working out yet, so I'm going to back up. I'm going to do this until I figure out why it's not working, and then I move forward. That is being content, not complacent. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your ambitions, your goals. Everyone on here today, we got close to 90 people now. Everyone of you on here has probably tried something at some point in your life and have failed. But you know what? That doesn't mean you're a failure. Failure is an event, not a person. It just means the strategy, the system, the tool, the technology, whatever. There was an inefficiency there that did not work, because we're not paid as entrepreneurs. If you want to be an entrepreneur today, folks, you're not paid on how much effort you give, but how efficient and how you execute on the plan. And the reason I'm here 25 years later and I'm not in some ditch just crying the blues is because for whatever reason, the grace of God kicked me in the pants, whatever, I would pick myself back up after a failure, figure out what went wrong, and do it again. Everybody I've ever met that's successful has got a past littered with frustrations, setbacks, failures. But what sets them apart from everyone else is they didn't stay there. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try this. And they pivot and they moved. And so that's what it takes, folks. That's what it takes to have a life that you can earn more, experience more, enjoy more. You know, it's not also anybody out there that tells you, hey, if you buy this widget or this digit, now all your plans go away. What they're selling you is a genie in a bottle. And there's no such thing. There's no magic pill. I wish there was. I wish there was a magic pill I could take right now and lose about 80 pounds. But for me to lose the weight, I'm up to about 280. I need to be down to about 200. But I realize the only way that's going to happen is me get up and move and eat better. You know, there's no shortcuts. I don't care what they tell you on TV. There's no magic band I can put around. There's no anything. And I mean, the entire diet industry is sold on this idea, this dream, this false illusion that all you have to do is take this pill, throw a lotion or potion. And so many times people will say, I don't want to get rich quick scheme, Terry, but they actually do. And the reason I know that is because I will tell them, you need to invest in yourself. You need to do this. You need to do that. And then they try it for 3 days. They're not a millionaire by day four. And then they're frustrated and ready to quit. That is the wrong mindset. If you're whatever goal, whatever ambition, whatever dream you have, if you go into it thinking if it don't work in the next couple of days, it's just, you know, you throw your hands up, then you're setting yourself up for frustration. Don't do that. Okay. But if you have a product, and that's what I want to talk to you today about, guys, if you have a product, you have a plan, you have a way of getting in front of people, then you already have the three pillars it takes. I call them the three P's. You got to have people, product, and a process. You got to have people to speak with. You got to have a product that they won't need, desire, and can afford. And you need to have a process that's scalable. If you have those three things in your business, you can be successful. You can go as far as you want in life. I started this business back in 2010, right after getting into the insurance business, because one of the things I learned real quick, if you don't have people to get in front of, you're going to go out of business. And I was brand new in the insurance world. I had all these people trying to sell me all these terrible leads. And I was like, oh my God, you know, and I don't want to go out and call all my friends, family, and foes and pester them. You know, if that's what it took to be in the insurance business, I wasn't going to be there long. And mainly because I had a lot of relationships in the community. Most of the people understood me as a minister, and I did not want to leverage my relationship with those folks that were looking to me more for the benevolence of things in ministry and leverage that and try to quote unquote, not that there's anything wrong with you selling to people, you know, I don't want to say that. It's just I did not want to enter, put that in the business or in the relationship I had with people. And so I figured out real quick, if I don't figure out a way to be able to have a relationship over here with people on a personal level and have a relationship over here that is business, then I was going to struggle. And so I needed a business model that got me in front of the people that wanted what I sold. And at the time it was insurance. And that's, I got to thinking, I said, well, you know, the way I built my piano business and my music business was this, this, and this, but they're telling me you can't do insurance online. And so I would dabble here and all of a sudden I was getting leads, and all of a sudden things were working out, and all of a sudden I'm winning trips to Fiji and all over, and then all of a sudden I'm being asked to speak at conferences because, you know, I'm one person producing enough, you know, production. It takes, you know, usually agencies, and they're trying to figure out how many people you got. And well, at the time it was just me. And then I used this platform to start recruiting agents. And then all of a sudden they asked, can I start reselling this as a product itself? And that's how this whole thing got started. So we've got several people online today wanting to ask questions. Sherry on the line. Let's see if Sherry's here. Sherry, are you available?
Yes, I am. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how are you, Miss Sherry?
I'm fine. So glad to finally be able to make it.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to have you.
So you see my question. Now, I know this might not be the usual one you get, but I work from a home office. You mentioned insurance. I'm an insurance agent. I don't sell as much as run an office for a man that I haven't met, but I run his office for him for health insurance. And my husband and I, my husband's working at a store and a market, and we plan to move to the mountains. We want to do something on our own where we're not at these jobs year to year where people let you go without a minute's notice.
Right.
And we just don't have an idea of what to do. I know most people know what they want. So we're kind of at a loss in that particular part, plus the no investment, which I know a lot of people are there.
Yeah.
But we just don't know how to brainstorm and find a niche where we can actually start a business and make money.
Okay.
So
what experience, Sherry, do you and your husband have? What businesses have you been in the past?
Well, my husband was a heavy equipment operator, and now he's working as a meat and seafood clerk in a market.
Okay.
Because they weren't hiring. I myself have been a legal secretary. I've been a director of operations for an energy management company, office manager at a fire rescue department, and now I'm working for a health insurance agent.
Okay.
I also worked for a recruiting agent for financial advisors.
So are you comfortable with, you know, talking to people on the phone and in a customer support / sales
absolutely.
Environment? Okay, so you like
yeah.
that. So they don't turn you off to answer questions and sort of teach people on any product, good, or service, does it?
No, I've trained 40 financial advisor recruiters and dealt with the managers of two major companies, giving them the leads, et cetera, closing the deal. And that's all I do now is the customer service part for the insurance business.
Okay. Okay. So right off the top of my bat, one of the things that we have within our umbrella of opportunities that I would that would resonate with me as far as what I'm hearing you say is just becoming a trainer of ours and support. in selling our lead generation platform. And I know that sounds self-serving, but let me explain why, and then we can pivot from there and other opportunities. The number one problem every single business will always have, not problem, but challenge, is fresh leads, fresh people, people that need, want, desire, and can afford their products, goods, and services. That is the number one problem of any and every business. And matter of fact, Forbes magazine said it's the number one problem why 98% of startup businesses fail. They just don't have people to speak to.
Okay.
And what we offer is a training, some tools, and various technology pieces to help people get in front of the right type of people that would fit their products, goods, and services. And so what we do is we equip you with those tools first. We train you on how to use them. And then what that does is it turns you into a sort of a lead generating marketing expert. Okay. Not that you have to be a guru, not that you have to know every single thing, but we give you 25, 30 plus years of experience and better business practices in a box. And then what it does is it turns you into this resource. And then we put you on a track where you don't have to go out and cold call. You don't have to go out and say, okay, who am I going to sell this to? Who am I going to sell this to? We show you how to generate leads yourself, and they come into you. Because we give you ad copies, marketing pieces, and everything that go out on the internet, that go out through different email systems, to go out, you know, different ways to market. And then you're never in a cold call environment. So what they're saying, you know, Bob Smith from Western and Southern Life calls and says, you know, hey, Sherry, I saw this in my inbox. It says you could show me how to generate unlimited leads for up to only $1 a lead. Can you show me how to do that? And then you say, yes, Bob, I have this system over here, and this is how it works, and this is what it does, and this is how it generates leads. And if you'd like to get involved, it'll cost you this, and this is, you know, what we can do for you. And then through that process, you're going to make, you know, $700. And then give him all the information he needs to be successful. And so that's how we can, you can leverage us, and we can equip you with a product, a tool, a system, a strategy, you know, to help other people, but, and also train you on how to do the business. So it would provide everything for you. And the beautiful thing about this is it's a real product solving a real problem. You're not out trying to convince someone to invest in some pill, thrill, lotion, or potion that you have to sell them. You do not have to sell anybody on the fact that, hey, would you like to make more money? And you realize to make more money, you need people, right? I mean, that's sort of intuitive. You don't have to, you know, so, and then once you show them that this is how you can do that, this is how it legitimately works, and you give them a demonstration, and we provide all the marketing assets for you as well. So you just show them the demo. Then it's just a matter of you closing the deal. If you will come, and I train all of my sales rep and trainers. All you have to do to be successful in this business is have a heart to help people and show them that. And it, because the first thing that you have to put to rest when you're talking to people over the phone, over the internet, is you have to set yourself apart from 98% of everything out there, which is just a bunch of hype. It's just a bunch of, you know, noise. You know, it's just like everything else in business. You know, you have, if you want to be successful as a car salesman, then set yourself apart. And how do you do that? Well, just be honest, just be legitimate. Just, you know, tell, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, if they've been out shopping for a car, all of a sudden, man, you stand out. Just because you're legit. So if you just do the basic stuff, which I know you would, you know, it's easy.
Okay. That sounds interesting. I'm going to find out more about that after.
Yeah. Check that out. Send me an email if you've got any more questions. I'd love to.
I will.
All right. Thanks.
Definitely. I have some written down. Thank you, Terry.
All right. And I'm going to put you on the list of people I've spoken with that we're going to do a drawing here in just a second for a free coaching package. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So great question, Sherry. So going on, I've got Jules here. Let me see if Jules is open here. Coach Jules. Coach. Let's see if you're on here. I don't even see if you're on here yet. Oh, there you are. Let me see if I can unmute you. Jules, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Oh, wow. You can hear me, huh?
I can hear you. You're speaking clearly. So thank you for coming on. I'm going to put you in the drawing as well. What questions do you have for me?
Actually, you pretty much answered my question, like how to get leads, because I just started my coaching business like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Are you with us?
I'm excited. Huh?
Are you a member?
No. You hit me up from Instagram. That's how you found me.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, so this is a divine connection.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And what we do for coaches, you probably have got some of your own material that you're equipping people with and showing them and enriching their lives in whatever specific niche that you're working with. And what we've done for coaches is we provide them a platform that if they ever want to use our platform, they can use it to generate their own leads. And we can even get you set up to where you can use the Myers-Briggs system that we use. That's just another coaching tool that you'll have. And as a matter of fact, I'll enter you to, you'll be one of the ones that are entered into that. And so you'll get to experience that for yourself today. And by the way, anybody that goes through the coaching, the 197 coaching package, once you've gone through it, you have resale rights to it. And we pay $150 commission when you resell that coaching package. So it's a pretty pretty cool thing too. So yeah. So yeah, well, that's, it's all about people, any type of business you want, whether it's coaching, ministering, selling, it doesn't matter. It takes people, doesn't it? You just gotta have.
That's
people.
Right. Absolutely. That is the truth.
So what's
I was going to create some flyers and business cards and pass them out at the local churches, because my coaching is Christ based and I see you're a Christian as well. Yeah. So I was going to, that was one of the ways I was going to market my business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, maybe if we can get connected sometime, I'd love to give you some insights on ways that you can sort of springboard your business and even get in front of more people.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Coach Jules.
Thank you, Terry.
Uh-huh. So good stuff. Good stuff. And absolutely. So let's see here. Do we have any other? Now, here's Jerry. Let me see. I've got his... he's not grayed out now. Jerry, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me, Terry?
I can hear you. Welcome aboard finally.
Go to webinar had me going and coming.
I'm telling you, what are you going to do with these guys and their technology?
I just want to give a shout out at you that this is really interesting and valuable packed information. I don't know about anybody else, but I went ahead and looked at some of your past podcasts and your different services that you offer, and it's really very valuable. And I just want to say thank you for what you have available.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. So you have probably investigated every nook and cranny of my site, because when you start bringing up some of my music and my song, it's like, boy, this guy has really looked over the website. Because that's sort of hidden away.
You're pretty funny, especially with the fire thing, you know?
Yeah, well. Oh, my word. Hey, well, I tell you, follow-up story on the fire thing. I thought, because see, we're working down in the basement, putting flooring, I'm building a recording studio and all that jazz, and so I'm down there on that hard concrete, and you know, I sit at a computer all day, so I'm not in the ground. I got to get out and get more active and get healthier, but so I'm just thinking, man, I'm out of shape, why in the world? Because this fire takes off, and I'm in slow motion, and my daughter, my 16-year-old daughter's filming, and she's just laughing at me. And weeks later, I find out I have got gout in my left foot, and that's why it's been so stiff. So I was like, okay, so now there's a reason why I can't move here. So I got on medication, and I could actually run faster than what's in that video now. So I'm proud to report.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Now we're informed. Got a couple of questions.
Sure.
You have a insight as a coach. What are top three things as a coach would you tell a newbie coming in on your program?
Yeah. So, okay. Great question. And number one, stay focused. Opportunity is like a drug to an entrepreneur. And so many times opportunity, what sets a real entrepreneur aside from a lot of other people is they can just smell the opportunity in the air and they see it. The problem is it can be a distraction, okay? Because when you get in the back office, you're going to see several different ways to earn money, okay? And if you try to learn all of them and implement all of them at one time, you'll go nowhere. So stay focused. What we do is we get you on one course first that's going to give you some basic skill sets on how to drive traffic, how to follow up with your traffic, how to qualify that traffic, and then how to close that traffic, convert it. And if you will learn that basic skill set first and do that first, there's going to be multiple things that happen. Number one, you're going to earn money quicker, okay? And then as you're earning money, you're going to be put in a position that you're going to be asked questions that you may not know yet. But rather than you going and trying to learn first and then go out and sell and earn, you're going to be earning while you're learning. And so you're going to be bringing clients on that's going to say, hey, I got a question about fill in the blank. And you don't necessarily know yet, but you don't have to. What you're going to do is you're going to show them where that training is, because we do the training for you in the back office. It's going to train them, and then it's going to provoke you to go learn that as well, because the more you, okay, I need to understand this as well. And then through that process of reselling the system and using the system in a basic way to generate leads to be able to resell it, it's going to open you up to more learning, and it's going to keep you in a situation where you got cash flow going, because the mind is like a muscle. And when you're under stress, and there's no stress like financial stress, when the mind is under stress, it's like a muscle. It contracts and it tightens up. And all of a sudden, your learning sort of wanes. It sort of decreases. So I want you to be like a sponge and soak up all the information that we're giving you. And the best way I can get that happen is to massage that mental muscle through de-stressing it financially. So we want you earning money first. So stay focused on the basic things. There's a 13-step process in your back office, and we tell you do steps 1 through 4. Focus on 1 through 4. Don't do anything until you're successful with 1 through 4, and then move forward. And if you'll do that, you'll be successful.
Okay, Terry, let me recap this real quick, not just for myself, but for the other 90 people that are listening. To go forward, the basic idea is to drive the traffic, follow up, qualify the folks, close them. Remember that there'll be questions I'll be asked that I don't know all the answers, but through the training in the back office, they'll find that out. There's 13 steps, and 1 to 4 is what we need to concentrate and get successful on and then move on. Is that
That's correct.
Close to what you're sharing?
That's what I'm saying. But you said it a lot more eloquent.
You're too kind. Okay. let me share this with you. I know and with the internet, we have a lot of different ways to get traffic. I know Craigslist is one. I know email is another way. The phones. Dialer is another way. I want to see if I'm going to ask the right question here. Most of the folks that are working with you probably use a number of different methods. Once we go through these different steps and are successful 1 through 4, would we be able to find out about which one of these three, or are there others that we can look at to drive the traffic? Or what do you suggest?
Yeah, so the way you drive traffic is contingent upon what product good or service you're offering. Understanding what product, good, or service I'm offering informs me as to who the demographic I'm targeting is. Once I understand the demographic of which I'm targeting, that informs me as to which tool to use. Ironically, everyone here that's been in any of my podcast webinars probably the thing that they'll have in their mind when they think of TW3 and our business and our products and tools is that dialer that sticks out the most, the voice broadcast dialer, because everyone understands, you know, a telephone and the idea that I can record a 15-30 second message, leave it on someone's voicemail and call thousands of people for only like 2 cents a minute, which is like $38.50 at the most for 1,000 calls. That's impressive. I mean, and people, oh man, especially insurance agents, real estate guys and all that. But here's the thing, even though I think it's a great mental hook for people, it's a great metaphor for people to understand what we do, the dialer is probably one of our weakest components now because of the way technology has changed. The dialer is still effective and we still use it, but we don't use it in every vertical or every campaign because it's just not effective in that. So what we want to do is figure out, okay, what is the product or good or service that we're offering? That tells us who the people are that's going to be most likely to buy this. And then by understanding who the people are, then we will pick the tool. That's why we have more than just a dialer or a texter or an emailer or a blog or a social media system. There's multiple tools in the back office for you to use. But which one's going to be effective in which combination? For instance, I'll give you an example. I used to sell health insurance, individual health insurance mostly. I could sell group, but I sold mostly individual health insurance. Well, who buys individual health insurance? It's mostly self-employed people because if you work for a company, the company's giving you health insurance, right? Okay. So it's individuals, it's self-employed people. I'm not going to call people at home because I don't know if people at home are, if they work for a company or they are self-employed or what. So who are people that I know that are self-employed? Roofers, contractors, real estate agents. And by them being employed tells me they've got an income. And if they're self-employed, they're small business people, it tells me they've got assets that they're wanting to protect. And the only reason you buy health insurance to start with is in case you get sick, you don't have a hospital coming after everything, right? So by right. And I know my product is. My product over here is a health insurance product. Then I know who the buyer is. It's going to be self-employed people. So now what's the tool? Okay. So I used in that instance two tools, my dialer and my landing page creator. Okay. My landing page creator is just a basic opt-in page that I can put a video up and I can put a opt-in form. So what did I do? And this was my claim to fame. This is why I was the top rep for Assurant Health in the Southeast, won awards and everything, did a lot of training for them. I would target real estate agents mainly. I wouldn't call them live. I would leave it on their voicemail. And it was something as simple as, hey, this is Terry. I work with the 21st century agents here in Atlanta. You may qualify for a health plan. It starts at only $89 with no deductible. Go to 89healthplan.com. Didn't check it out. I leave that on 1,000 real estate agents, especially if I've targeting Century 21 agents or Remax or who. I would brand it according to who I'm calling on. They would go over to 89 Health Plan at the time, which was a page I had. All it was opt-in form. It got a 3-minute video of me explaining why this is better than the ACA or this is better than this or this is better than that. And if you want an individual quote just for you, put your name, number, and email address in right here. They fill out in that opt-in form. The autoresponder kicks in, sends them something from my Assurant Health link. They get a live quote. They can buy insurance right there. Never spoke to these people. Never talked to these people. The system was doing all that for me. It was like money on autopilot at the time. But see, that's me using a combination of tools to go after a specific. So once you have to establish what the product is first. Once you understand what the product is, then I tell you who the people is. And once you understand who the people is, that explains what the process. That's why I said the three P's in any successful business is people, product, and process. Okay. And those three things informs us on what tools to use and how to use them. And so that's what the training and what our business model is all about. You can go out and buy a dialer from anybody. You can buy a bulk emailer from anybody. You can buy anything I sell. You can get individually on the market anywhere. What you won't get is the magic sauce on how to put it all together to make money.
Thank you, Terry. If I can recap that real quick. Basically, what you're sharing is that you got to find out what product you're offering. You get the demographics. That way you can determine the type of tool to use. And you gave us some examples, such as the health industry and the dialer and some other things, such as blog, multiple lead systems, email, so forth and so on. Is that about correct?
That's it.
Okay. Let me ask one another question, and I'll wrap this up to let somebody else talk. You have a great website.
Thank
you. I really like it. It's very user-friendly. Are you able to direct us where we can get something set up like yours?
Yeah, when you become a member, you automatically get one. And I show you exactly how to set up just like mine.
Sorry, you said automatically, not manually, right?
Yeah, automatically. I'm getting a feedback loop. I apologize, so I cut myself off. But yeah, that's part of the tools that you get when you onboard with us as either a rep member, plus member, or elite member. And real quickly, just so you understand, rep members are people who are going to resell and train on this. Plus members are people who are going to resell, train on this, and use the tools as well. And elite members are people who are going to build an agency, have a residual income, have an overwrite on RMP business, which is one of the things our plus members can do. So, yeah, but all three levels of the membership gets a mobile optimized blog, just like what you see from me.
Wow. The last question. Okay. Thank you so much for answering. That's really helpful. What would you ask if you were Terry Wilson on this side of the phone asking about the business?
If I was Terry Wilson on this side of the phone, what would I ask? That's a hard one there. I don't know what I would ask.
Okay. Should I narrow it down? Let me narrow it down.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people out there are kind of maybe they deal with tech phobia or maybe thinking they're getting overwhelmed, but from the testimonials I've heard, you've directed everybody, or the people who were directed, was going through the steps 1 through 4, and then they went out and they did what they did and they were successful. I think what I should narrow it down to, what would you do as Terry, the side of the phone, asking about what process or procedure should I go through for a quick start or get going quickly? How's that? Is that more
yeah.
Narrowed?
Yeah. So because we are selling, well, the product that we have is technical in nature because it's software pieces and stuff like that. The quick misunderstanding could be that if you've got to be technical to do this and you don't. I have and have had a client with me now going on four or five years, mid-70s, getting closer to 80 years old, can't turn her computer on. But she's a heck of a salesperson. And she uses our system and actually has paid someone to set her system up for her to do nothing but drive calls to her. She doesn't get email. She doesn't return email. She answers the phone. She's got an extension in our call center. She will order what we call a call booster or lead booster. That's where we drive calls to her. And she just closes. She picks up the phone. Hey, this is Linda. How can I help you? And she starts talking to him and she sells the system. Now, she's exceptional. I will tell you, not everybody can sell like her, but she knows what she's good at and she knows what she's. She don't want to touch a computer. She don't want to talk about a computer. I mean, she'll talk about it. Here's what it'll do. This is what it'll do. But if you asked her, how do you build a landing page? How do you set up a website? How do you set up a podcast? How do you do? She was, I don't know. Go in your back office and look. It's all there. But she's constantly pulling in $2,000 or more a week just because she answers vulnerability. So it can be that simple. Now, I will tell you, she'll never be able to scale her business because you can, as one person, you can only do so much. You can only talk to so many people a day. Even if you were highly motivated and one of these people could work 12 hours a day talking to people, eventually you're going to burn out. I mean, I am an extrovert. I love talking to people. And I'll tell you, after a while, I'm going to get sick of talking to people, right? So you can't.
Right, right.
That's why I like using the autoresponders, the landing pages, and all these digital tools that'll automate a lot of my stuff for me because it won't wear me out. But 2 or 3 hours a day is fine with her, and she's pulling in that kind of money, working from home, just answering. So yeah, I mean, it can be that simple. The tools that we have here are very flexible in use. We give you some strategies on if you want to talk on the phone, here's how you do it. If you want to just respond to emails, here's how you do it. Here's how you can use some of the tools. But we don't pigeonhole you necessarily on how to do business. We just show you here's some better business practices based on what you want to do.
thank you so much. And I guess basically what the whole motivating thing is, heart to help people, and away you go, huh?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, just, you know, ask the questions. Sure. What do you want to do? What's your expectations? And then have the heart to help them. And I'll tell you some of the for the members that are listening to this recording later, the best favor you can do for anyone is tell them this isn't right for you. And then you give them one of our RMP offers where they get an hourly job or something. Because being an entrepreneur is not for everyone. They're just not emotionally,
exactly.
They're not emotionally, spiritually, or whatever, financially ready to do that yet. And the worst thing, you'll create a problem rather than solve a problem. But the beautiful thing about our business is we put you in a business model that you don't have to sell to make money. You can refer them over to something that's going to pay them hourly or salary or whatever, and you get paid for it. You've helped them, and you're moving on to the next one.
Last thing, I keep saying the last thing. It's like
you must be
like
a Baptist preacher,
right?
In closing.
No, seriously, you know what? One of the smartest things you did. Guess what? Go ahead, take a wild guess.
The smartest.
Okay, I'll tell you what it is.
Marrying my
wife.
I'll
tell you what it is. I'll tell you what it is. No, you had a podcast, and I really enjoyed it. You had one person you spoke to who had moved to Florida. Was looking for a job, and you were able to help them and offer them how to do that, and you divert them to a website page. So that was so cool because it's actually, you know, putting it in practice. Then the second thing you did was cool is that you gave your so-called low day of $250 that you'd done some answering the phone, and then the third day you had a home run. I think it was like $3,600.
Yeah.
So you're showing the whole thing across the scale on your podcast, and I said, this is what I was looking for. I want to see what it's like. 1, 2, and 3, and you showed me. So I really appreciate that.
I appreciate it, Jerry, and I look forward to working with you.
It was real, man. It real is real because it's kind of like saying this is what happens when you get these calls, and this is when you have a high day, this is when you have a low day, this is when you have when someone calls in, you know that they're not going to come on board, and you want to direct them to some place where they can get some help. I mean, it's a great way to be a hero, right?
Well, absolutely. And you're helping people, you're making money. It's a win-win-win. I mean, why wouldn't you enjoy this business?
Thank you.
All right, Jerry, talk to you later. All right, good stuff here. It looks like Gary, good to see you, brother. I hope you're surviving the hurricane down there. I saw it on the news last night. And Laura's got a great question. Laura, can I unmute your microphone and let you ask that? Can you hear me, Laura? Or did I catch you off guard? I've got your microphone unmuted, but you might not have it turned on. So if you don't want to talk, stay silent and I'll answer your question for you. But okay, so I don't hear Laura, so I'm going to mute her microphone here. Laura had a question about thoughts that leaving voice broadcast on voicemails was illegal. It is in certain states and it is in certain circumstances, Laura. We show you a way to legally, ethically use a voice broadcast dialer. One of the things that our dialer is hooked up to is a database of filtered, scrubbed data so that you can call and not get in trouble. We just don't turn our dialer loose to where you can go out and scrape leads and then call anybody free willy nilly. It's sort of, we got you in a box to protect you, to protect us. And that's why I said, you know, using the dialer has become less and less effective in certain ways. The example I was using was B2B marketing, which it is legal in those instances because the numbers that are dialed are opted in numbers. Okay. So, the example I use there, we can do, but you can't do it in all instances. And that's a great question. Thank you for asking it. Jewel says, so your packages come with a website. Absolutely. Comes with all the tools, training, and technology you need, to be successful. If you want to see what our, packages include, you can come over here under network here, where it shows, I think it's under memberships here. Let me go right here to membership. I think it's on this page here. And it will show you, let's see here. Do I have it listed out? Well, I can tell you what you can do. I need to put that out somewhere. But yeah, it comes, you know, that's a great, you know, sometimes just the most simple things I overlook. Yeah, I was talking to you, Laura. Let me unmute your microphone, and I'll get back to you, Jules, real quick. Can you hear me, Laura? You had a question, and I just answered it, but I don't know if your microphone is up. If your microphone is not up, then Yeah, your microphone just went away. So apparently we're having technical issues. Let me try you again here. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Hey, there you are. So did you hear me? Did you hear me answer your question?
I did. So if I'm understanding correctly, as long as it's business to business, you're okay.
You can actually do B2C in some instances. Not all instances.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we help you navigate. Like, for instance, if you are in the state of Indiana, do not use a voice broadcast dialer. Do not call anyone in the state of Indiana with a dialer. You will get pinched. And so our dialer does not even dial out in Indiana. It's regulated. Some are FCC, which is federal regulations, and some are regulated by the state. Okay. And so we keep our dialer up to date with our data list on who to dial and who not to. And so we sort of coach you. That's why if you're going to use the tools, we tell you to come in as a plus member or better, because if you come in as a 497 level is just to resell these tools and train other people on, you know, how they're used, not what to do, but how they're used. And then if they're going to use them to generate leads for an existing business, plus member is what you want to be. And that's where we provide you the training to help you navigate, you know, what's ethical, what's legal, what's not. And then we've got our dialer set up to, as a fail safe, to sort of protect you as well.
Okay. So Indiana is like not good at all, huh?
The AG in Indiana is very aggressive at over interpreting some FCC rules. And so just to keep our members safe and keep our nose clean, we just don't even go there. So we're very cautious. I mean, there's a reason why a lot of companies that are using some of these tools have been, you know, there yesterday and gone today, because they weren't as careful. I mean, we vet this stuff with our attorneys and with people that we know and trust all the time to make sure that we're clean and our members are clean as well.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So good questions. And I was going to say back to a question that someone said about, if you go over here to terrywilson3.com/follow-up. Let's just go there together, shall we? And we're going to be coming up. We're coming up on the hour, and I need to close out here. But you'll get over here and you'll see all the different packages. If you will click on, let's see here, right, what's included in each package, that will give you a breakdown. But each package, and we'll just go there real quick. I'm going to click on it so you can see. But if you go to terrywilson3.com/follow-up, in the middle of the page, it gives our FAQ and terms of agreement. And if you'll notice right here, what do I get with each package? As an affiliate, someone that just wants to resell our system and get paid the lower amount, they're not going to coach. They're going to get resale rights, links to send prospective clients, a data mining software we give them, scripts to use, and ongoing training. When you become a member, that's when you actually get the tools. You not only resell them, but you can get the tools. You get the voice broadcast dialer, the bulk text email, bulk emailer, filtered scrub data list, lead scraper, a landing page creator, on-demand webinar creator, social media WYSIWYG, call center access, rep training, blog, and mobile site. So there's all. And then this, each membership shows you what you get in the tools right there. But that was found by going to terrywilson3.com/follow-up. And then it says what's included about halfway down. Two-thirds way down, what's included right under that, there's a link there. So hope that answered your questions. Gary, can you talk? Are you available to speak right now? I know you've got some hurricane stuff that you are having to dodge, but I want to. Gary's been with me for a long time, great rep, great coach and trainer, but I wanted to get him on here and just have his feedback if he's available to talk. So he's in the middle of a coaching session right now and can't, so no problem there. But listen, guys, thank you so much for coming out today. We've got three people that have been on here. We've got Jules, Sherry, and Jerry that have came on the show today. And hold 1 second. I'm going to have my wife come in, and she is going to pick which one of these. And I'm going to just have her point, tell her to close her eyes and point at these names. And that will be how we pick who's going to win this. So hold 1 second. Okay, she's coming in right now. She's closing her eyes. And what? Come on. She didn't even have her hand on the paper. Hold on a second, guys. Sorry about that. You're killing me. These people are waiting. Okay, Jerry, you are the winner. So, Jerry, send me an email, and I will get you the information on how you can take advantage of our 197 coaching package. So that is Jerry. I won't call out your last name, but you were the gentleman, the one gentleman I spoke to there. So if you will send me an email or terrywilson3.com/contact, I'll show you how to take advantage of that 197 coaching package. Hey guys, thanks for coming out today. Thank you for being on our podcast. I hope it was very informative. Hope you learned a lot. Hope you're ready to take your life to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.